Classic Hits 99.7 KFRC, Jackson Brown, 742. It's Cammie and Dean. The Dow is down, the NASDAQ is up, and so is the sun. Warm again today, highs in the mid-90s.
Lovely morning and a great time to talk to Dwayne Johnson. You know him as The Rock, joining us right now on KFRC. Good morning.
Hello.
I don't know, do people call you just The Rock, or they call you Dwayne?
Usually Dwayne.
Okay, Dwayne.
Wait a minute, it's The Rock.
No. It's all interchangeable, I think.
Okay, Rock, who's your dad?
Rocky Johnson.
Rocky Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up with Ray Stevens, Mitsu Arakawa, and...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. I was born in the Bay Area.
I know. You're actually from Hayward, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Home of the Zucchini Festival. Have you ever been?
I have not, no.
It is something to behold, I gotta say.
What Hayward's famous for.
Yeah. Well, now you've got a new movie coming out. We've been seeing the trailers. It looks great.
I do. I'm very excited about it. It opens up this Friday. And the trailers are great because the trailers really capture the movie. It was a movie we're all very, very proud of, and the response has been incredible. So can't wait for the day to come out.
To call this movie Coach Carter for Football, would that be correct?
No. You know, with all due respect for that story, you know, you had those high school kids. You know, the difference is with these kids, number one, this is a true story based off an Emmy Award-winning documentary. It's a powerful documentary. And the stakes and the odds are that much greater because these kids, 75% of these kids, by the way, they're locked up from everything from petty theft to murder.
Yeah.
And when they get out, 75% of these kids either end up dead or end up back in jail. So his odds and everything he had to accomplish, him meaning Sean Porter, the guy who I played, were really, really great. And it's one thing when adults make great accomplishments, which is always commendable, but it's another thing when kids have that defining moment, which I always thought was just more special. Especially at 13, 14 years old, kids who are typically neglected, and they come from a world of failure anyway, and they decide that they're not going to be called losers anymore. Even though they're locked up, they firmly believe that they're somebody.
What was your defining moment that made you change your mind?
My defining moment, it was simple. The last time I was arrested, my mom came to get me out of jail when I was 17 years old. And usually, you know, she would be crying and the tongue lashings would come and she's giving me the riot act and she's really on me about how can you embarrass us, how can you keep doing this. But this time she picks me up and she's crying and there's no more words. And there's just silence. So that was a defining moment. I was sitting in the passenger seat looking over at my mom, and life was tough enough for us back then. So that moved me, and I thought, you know, I'm her only son, and I'm causing this much grief. I can't do this anymore.
Right. So they didn't send Ray Stevens over to get you.
Thank God they didn't say Ray Stevens. Part of the Blonde Bombers and Pat Patterson.
Absolutely. It's Cammie and Dean with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Son of Rocky Johnson. I love that.
Yeah.
I was a big wrestling fan.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously. Yeah, fact or fiction, you turned down the opportunity to have a donut named after you at Dunkin' Donuts?
That is fact.
Well, I was just reading an interview with you. I can't even remember. Was it Entertainment Weekly or somewhere where you were just talking about donuts nonstop? Are you just the hugest donut fan?
I'm the hugest donut. I love the donut.
Okay, what's your favorite donut?
My favorite donut would have to be, there's a glazed wheat donut.
Glazed wheat donut? Who makes that?
Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't think we have those here, do we?
No, I don't think you guys have Dunkin' Donuts. I think I think maybe a little bit more north.
Ah.
Dwayne, are you going to get in the ring again?
No, I don't foresee that happening. You know, I wanted to quietly get out about 3-4 years ago and not make a big deal about it. But I was able to accomplish a lot. I appreciate that.
Well, and you got to give Michael Clark Duncan a nice punch in the face.
That's what happens, see, when he messes around.
We heard about
that. He's a big guy, too. And I caught him one time. We were filming the Scorpion King, and I caught him with my elbow. And to this day, he won't admit that he went down. But all 6'6", 320 pounds of him went down.
Oh, he admitted it on this show.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're with The Rock now. Rock, one final fact or fiction. Were you really second runner-up to Johnny Depp in the Chocolate Factory movie?
I believe that is fiction, because I'd never heard that, and that would be certainly a different Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Boy, it sure would, but really. So
you can punch all those bratty kids. Take them down.
So you never talked to Tim Burton about that?
To Tim Burton about that? No. Oh. Unless that came from him, but no, I don't think so.
Wow.
Well, we're satisfied with just seeing The Gridiron King opening Friday nationwide.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a great day.
Actually, Gridiron Gang. Gridiron Gang. Thank you, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
That mixed up with the Scorpion King.
You know, I just got all star-struck and jittery. Oh, my goodness.
Does he seem such like a cool guy or what?
He's so down to earth. He didn't even correct me when I got it wrong. He just let it go.
He's a Bay Area boy. That's
you got it.
Haywardian.